join the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. As I've started with the other coaches, talk about how preseason practice has gone for your team and how healthy are the Wildcats heading into the season.
Preseason went well, Rob. We have a decent number of guys back. You know, obviously we talked about the injuries we had last year at key positions, and all the guys are back being healthy, and it went well. You know how it is in preseason. When you go good on good for the first part of it, if the offense makes a good play, then the defensive guys aren't overly excited and vice versa. But we came out of it relatively healthy. Unfortunately, we had one wide receiver go down who was a freshman last year who missed all of last year, and he had the same injury happen this year, Julian Liachi, so he's going to miss his second year in a row. But outside of that, we're pretty healthy going into the opener, and we just have to get through this week and make sure nothing occurs between now and Saturday, make sure we have all our weapons in place.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of David Melandra with Philadelphia Sport Nation.
Hey, Coach, can you just take us through the process of how you handled the recovery of your quarterback who went down with a season-ending injury last year?
Yeah, Zach was cleared in the spring, so he's been full go. We held him out of some of the 11-on-11 stuff in the spring, but bulk of spring practice, he was competing throughout spring practice, doing all the 7-on-7s, all the individual work and all that stuff. So he's been in good shape for a while now, and obviously got through the summer and got through preseason camp. So Zach Bednarczyk, fortunately, is ready to go.
What are some things you can take away from the game against Temple last year as you guys get ready to potentially beat them this year?
Well, you know, you look at those guys on film and, you know, playing them again last year, they're big, fast, and physical. And, you know, we got to make sure we can go out there. They're always going to have a deeper depth chart / roster than we will. So they'll probably be able to rotate more guys throughout the game than we're able to, rotate through that are ready to play and so on and so forth. But, we just got to make sure we focus on what we're doing. I heard Greg talk about it on his call. You know, it's an exciting game for us. We're looking forward to the opener. But we try to approach each week worrying more about what we're doing. Obviously, we're getting ready for what they're doing schematically, but, you know, we try to go with the nameless and faceless opponent approach and really focus on our consistency and our execution of what we're trying to do. But Temple's a good team. It's a great opener for us. It's not a hard travel day. Obviously, we'll go day of. But, you know, our guys are excited for the opener regardless of who we're playing. But facing Temple Owls, you know, they're big, they're fast, they're physical. And, you know, we found that out in a hurry last year.
And as far as saying this is probably the last game in the series against Temple, how would you feel if you want that series renewed?
I would play them. I think it's a great game for the area. I think it's a great game for the city of Philadelphia. Like I just mentioned, it's an easy trip for us as opposed to going out and playing an FBS. You know, Albany's traveling out to Pittsburgh. JMU's going down to NC State. So we've done those games as well. But this is a pretty easy one as far as the travel perspective and so on. So I would be all for having to, having it renewed.
Tamika, can you get our next question, please?
Your next question comes from Terry Tooley with Delco Times.
Hey, Mark, how are you this morning?
Good, Terry. How you doing, buddy?
Good. You know, you played them in the second game last year, so you had a game under your belt. This is the opener. How different is that when you're facing an FBS team in the opener as opposed to having a game under your belt?
Well, you know, the biggest difference is you don't see them on film at all, where last year we were able to, you know, see their roster for this year as opposed to going off of, you know, the roster or the returning roster of what they had from last year. So, you know, that helps. And the first game, no matter who you're playing, you know, there's probably going to be some first game things that you need to adjust to, you know, first game mistakes, first game jitters, those types of things. We're fortunate to win our opener last year and what ended up being a little bit of a shootout versus Lehigh, but you get that first game under your belt, it does tend to settle you down a little bit. So, you know, this year we're going to have to try to get that first game jitters out of the way versus a very explosive Temple team, so that will be challenging for sure.
You know, and how excited are your guys to face an FBS team? They've done it before, but this that it's still there has to be an excitement of playing a team in, you know, in the upper level?
Yeah, you know, I think guys always have that in the back of their mind. Again, they haven't really talked too much about who we're playing as opposed to the fact that we have the opening game coming up, you know. So you're always going to be pretty pumped and juiced and come out of the tunnel with a lot of energy in your opener. And, you know, so our guys are really looking forward to going down there and facing a team that, you know, we hung in there a little bit with last year and maybe would have had a chance here or there, a couple plays, a couple bounces of the ball in our direction. We might have had a chance to pull it out last year. So I know since it was a relatively close game a year ago, I think our guys are chomping at the bit to maybe go back in there. And, you know, I don't want to call it a have revenge or anything like that. I just want to call it that they're excited to play them again and have an opportunity to, you know, get after them down there in the link.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Darren.
Mark, I want to kind of take a look at your team on both sides of the ball. Offense, 9 starters back, and you touched on Zach being back in the lineup, but also Matt Gudzak and Ryan Bell. So, what, you know, 3 of your top offensive guys who missed all or a good chunk of last season. How those guys looked, and how much does that change your offense?
Oh, it helps huge. I mean, Gudzak and Forbes have been our top two running backs the last few seasons, and Ryan Bell was our leading receiver before his injury last year and our leading returning receiver from the year before. So, you know, having those guys on the field is huge. You know, you can spread the ball around. And then we have the other wideouts that have really been, you know, we lost Changa Hodge, who's really coming into his own. He was having a great game against Temple last year, and we lost him in the Temple game for the rest of the year. So we have 9 starters back, as you mentioned. But the other thing is we have a little added depth from a lot of the guys that were forced to play once the injuries occurred to the guys you just mentioned. It caused other guys to get on the field and get experience. And you can say the same on the other side of the ball. We played a lot of young guys last year that probably weren't quite ready, but the fact that they were able to get on the field and get as many significant game reps as they received, they were much further along in the spring, and you could see that they're much further along in this preseason. So I think the silver lining of last year's injury-laden season is that we have more guys with game experience, so it did increase our depth.
Defensively, 7 starters back from a group that, despite some injuries on that side as well, was nationally ranked and really performed extremely well with some of the struggles in the second half offensively. Who has impressed you on that side of the ball, and what are some of the keys to continuing last year's success?
Well, we have just about all of our D linemen back. We lost one of our nose guards, Ricky Young, through graduation, and we have all of our linebackers back minus Ed Shockley. So we're pretty solid up front. The experience in the secondary is where we're lacking right now. We had 3 out of the 5 graduate, but with Rob Roll getting hurt, he's kind of the quarterback of the secondary back there. With him being one of the guys that we lost last year in that 4th game, having him back has made a big difference, because now we're a little younger back there, but with his experience and his leadership back there as our captain for the 2nd year in a row, that seems to have settled the secondary down a little bit. So there's some guys that are doing a good job back there as far as Terrell Vassell, Julian Williams, returning starter, along with Rob. And then we have some other guys in the corners. Jaquan Amos was a freshman a year ago who was forced into a lot of action. He's really done well when he went in there to replace Malik Reeves and Trey Johnson through graduation. And then we have some of the young guys. There's a couple freshmen, to be honest with you, that have opened our eyes in camp. Christian Benford and Elijah Trent are two defensive backs that have really done a good job in camp. So with this new rule in place of being able to play some guys with potentially still redshirting them, we might have an opportunity to get a look at some of these young guys who have impressed us in camp and see if they can handle the game time atmosphere.
When you lose 2 leaders like Zach on the offensive side and Rob on the defensive side, have you sensed that those guys are even more motivated coming off that injury, having to sit out last year, and how has that message sort of translated to the rest of your team?
Well, neither one of them are super vocal, but I do see that the competitiveness and I think the focus of them coming out and trying to have a really good year is there, and it has seemed to permeate throughout the team. As you mentioned, the quarterback's obviously your natural leader on offense, and Rob's been a second-time captain selected by the team in the secondary. And then you have Jeff Steeb and Aaron Forbes were the other 2 elected captains, so Steeb handles the front. But, yeah, we have more fifth-year players back than we did a year ago. We have more players with game experience than we did a year ago. So you can kind of get a sense from the whole team that I think we're a little more focused. I think we're a little more hungry to go out there. And, you know, it after that Albany game when we lost three of the guys we mentioned, we were a little down in the dumps those following weeks. And, you know, that definitely affected us. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to start out on a high level this year with all the experience we have coming back.
All right, Mark, great talking to you today. Good luck with the opener, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Sounds good, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.